So in the millennium, 144,000 people, their wives and their children, they multiply for 1,000 years. That means millions and billions of people will be there. Plus, from Adam to the John the Baptist, means all people were resurrected for millennium. They all will be in the millennium. That means from Adam to the last person who are resurrected in the time of millennium, those people will be all called Old Testament people because they were washed by the blood of bulls and goats. And some of the people, when Jesus Christ came to the Jerusalem, end of the Great Tribulation, and they confessed their sins, and they repented, and the Bible said all Israel nation was saved. So all those saved Israel and the bride, the people who came from heaven after the marriage supper and came with Jesus Christ for the millennium, and those people will be there. And the people who died in the tribulation, some nominal Christians and the Jewish people, some of them died, those people instantly they went to heaven when the marriage supper was going on, and those people joined there. So when the Jesus Christ comes back after the Great Tribulation, all of those people will come with a bride for the millennium. So even though so many people died and put in a lake of fire, there were hundreds and thousands of millions of people still alive. So we are going to read today. The Word of God says, after the white throne judgment, God is going to destroy this present heaven and present earth. That we read already in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. And he says, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. From that we know this present heaven and present earth will be destroyed. And even the Revelation chapter 21 verse 1, it says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. From these two verses, we know that God is going to destroy this present heaven and present earth. It says when Jesus Christ finished his judgment on a white throne judgment, all people were judged and sent them to lake of fire. Now two groups of people are remaining, and those people will be taken to heaven. We will read about that later and study about that later, but I wanted to prove it to each and everyone from the Word of God that this present heaven and earth will pass away. Why? Because there are so many teachers and preachers and scholars are thinking and preaching that present heaven and present earth will never pass away. And the earth will be cleansed by fire, and God will renovate this earth. But that is not the plan of God. If that was the plan of God, then Jesus Christ would tell his disciples. In St. John chapter 14, verses 1 to 6, when you read, he says, "In my Father's house, there are many mansions. But I'm going to prepare a place for you. Then I'll come back and take you with me. Wherever I am, there you will be with me forever." That is the promise. Jesus Christ did not say to anywhere or anyone or anytime that I'm going to come back and have a millennium kingdom, and after millennium, we will be here forever. If that was the plan, then God will not say 1,000 years reign. When you say 1,000 years, that means 1,000 years. So when 1,000 years finishes, according to the God's promise or Jesus' promise, we will be going to heaven. And so when we go into heaven, this earth and this heaven has no use anymore. So God told his people, prophet, and his disciples what he is going to do. When God says something, he keeps his promises. Book of Isaiah, chapter 34, and verse 4, he says, "All the host of heaven shall be dissolved." When said dissolve means destroyed. "And the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their host shall fall down as the leaf falleth from the vine, and as the falling fig from the fig tree." Now this is very clear. It says the heaven's host. That means all the stars and all these other planets, they are all going to be destroyed. God has already predicted, already promised, the heaven and earth will pass away. Jesus Christ said many times, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." So when Jesus Christ was saying, "Heaven and earth will pass away," he was not joking. He was telling the truth. Now we saw in a book of Isaiah, that book of Isaiah was written before Jesus Christ was even born. And some people are saying it was written 700 years or 800 years before Jesus Christ's birth. So the Jesus Christ knew all the Old Testament, and he told the people what will happen. This heaven and earth will pass away. Book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 13, God revealed to the John the Revelator, the beloved disciple of Jesus Christ. And John says in Revelation chapter 6, verse 13, "And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind." Now he is agreeing with Isaiah, and he says exactly the same thing, but in a plain language. Isaiah says, "Heavenly host," and John says, "Stars of heaven." Is the same thing. And Revelation chapter 6, verse 14, he says, "And the heaven departed as a scroll when it was rolled together." That means he says it was rolled away and gone. He could not see it again. The same way we read in Revelation, the heaven and earth will pass away and there will be no remembrance, and you will not even see where it is gone, and you cannot even find. Now we are going to see what the Peter says. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. But the heaven and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, preserved unto the fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. Now, Peter is plainly saying this earth and this heaven is going to be destroyed by fire. And he said the judgment of ungodly men. And when you say perdition, means destruction. When all the men, sinful men, were destroyed and they put it in the lake of fire. So all this earth and heaven will be destroyed by fire. Now he is not saying one time, but he explained it several times. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10. The heavens shall pass away. Exactly he said, just like in book of Revelation. The heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works of that are within it shall be burnt up. So now he says the heaven will pass away, earth will burn away, and all the elements will be melted. And he says all the works, means whatever the buildings and everything on the earth, shall burn up. When you say burn, it's a different thing, and burned up means completely finished. There is nothing remaining, burned up. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11, it says, all these things shall be dissolved. All these things shall be dissolved, means destroyed. All these things means heaven, earth, stars, and things on the earth, sea, everything will be dissolved. Now, how much plain language we know. Even though I am not a scholar of English, but I am depending on the Word of God. And to understand the Word of God, you have to be born again and you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit teaches everything and the Holy Spirit will not deceive us. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. The coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. Now he is repeating almost 3-4 times. The heaven will be gone, the earth will be on fire, and everything in the earth will dissolve, means destroy. Now, how much plain language we need. But the people are afraid to go to heaven. They want to stay where they are. There are some people are teaching, we are already in the millennium. And some people are teaching, there is no rapture. We are not going to go up. We are going to stay here. Jesus Christ will come here. Father will come here. And we will stay here. That is not the biblical teaching. The Bible teaches very plainly, when we go to heaven with Jesus Christ, why we worry about this present earth? Present earth and present heaven is the tiniest planet in the universe. The scientists, they found out Earth is the smallest tiny planet, and only there is a life on Earth, and God is protecting this Earth. The Word of God says Jesus Christ holding everything together with his power. When the children of God, Jewish people as well as the believers, they go to heaven, what is use of this old earth and old heaven? Don't you think God has power to create new things? Our God is not in a repair business. that he has to remodel or recreate this earth. Only God will do after the tribulation, when Jesus Christ comes in the millennium, that millennium kingdom will be very beautiful. The land will be beautiful. The curse will be taken out. People will be very happy. The sinners will not die until they are 100 years old. So there will be water, there will be fish, there will be trees, there will be mountains and everything. But when the judgment is done, all these evil people put in the lake of fire, only two kinds of people remaining. And the two kind of people are I already told you earlier, all the Old Testament people from Adam and all the people who are sealed, 144,000 and their wives and their children, 1,000 years. Can you imagine how many children they would have? So all these people are there, and the same time, born again believers, the bride of Christ who came with him after the marriage supper, those people will be there. We will be studying that later on. But the point I was making, the word of God already says that this heaven and earth will pass away. And Paul also says in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 26, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Now this is Paul saying. So now we heard Isaiah said it, John said it, Peter said it. All those servants of God, chosen by God, and New Testament people just like a John, he was very close to Jesus Christ. Paul, Peter, and John, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And Paul wrote so many letters, and so many secrets revealed to Paul. He is not saying we are going to stay here forever. He is agreeing with Isaiah, with John and Peter. So they are all agreed that one day we are going to go to heaven. And that only will happen after the millennium finishes, after the great white throne judgment finishes, and then we will go to heaven. Now, I would like to tell the people who do not know too much about heaven. When we say heaven, people do not understand what heaven is all about. They are getting mixed up with the Revelation chapter 21 when they read New Jerusalem. And they come down and say, in New Jerusalem, there was no temple. And God and Jesus Christ is the temple for the mankind. So automatically people thinking the old heaven passed away and old everything gone. And God made the new thing because Jesus Christ says, behold, I make everything new. So they are confused and they are thinking, the original heaven passed away or what? But what the Bible teaches, and people do not want to understand or do not want to teach, because it is very confusing, and at the same time, people do not want to hear this kind of teaching. But let's see about the heaven. Where the Father lives, that is the original heaven. And as we read in St. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, Jesus Christ says, Jesus Christ is the creator, and he has created everything. But the same time, in a book of Genesis, God says, let us make a man, or let us create things. So the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, triune God, created the first heaven. Now the people are saying first heaven and second heaven, they are talking about the earth. But the first original heaven where the Father lives. So the Father lives in that heaven did not go away anywhere. That heaven is there and it's not going to disappear like this earth and this heaven is going to disappear. Now Jesus Christ came into this world and he died on the cross of Calvary. He came out of the grave and he gave the hope of resurrection for mankind. 40 days after, he went back to heaven and he said, I'll come back and take you there where my Father is. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we learn that Jesus Christ will be coming and dead in Christ will rise first. And the people who are alive, they will be transformed and then we'll go to heaven. That is the Father's heaven where the Father is. We are not going to go directly to the new heaven when Jesus Christ comes and takes the bride and his children home, God's children home. We will be there, and that will be 7 years period. As soon as we go to heaven, then two witnesses comes. That will be the beginning of the tribulation. Now, tribulation is 7 years. But the first 3.5 years is the mild tribulation. Some people do not understand and some people believe only the great tribulation. Because the first 3.5 years, they don't see the devil's activity. But what happens, because God sends these two witnesses, one is Enoch, another one is Elijah. But I'm not going to tell more details about this because we have already studied about two witnesses. The point I'm making, when these two witnesses, they are witnessing 3.5 years, they have power to bring the fire, bring the rain, bring all kinds of disasters and bring the wrath of God on this earth for 3.5 years. So the people get tired and people get worried and what's going to happen. And they even wounded the Antichrist. But the word of God says his deadly wound was healed. And then he makes the war with these two witnesses. This is all written in Revelation chapter 11. And when he defeats them, kills them, their dead body will be on the street. They will not allow them to bury. And they will having all kinds of celebration, sending gifts and the cards, and thinking that these two witnesses are dead because they gave us a hard time. 3.5 days later, the word of God said there will be voice coming from heaven, come up, and they will go to heaven. At that particular time, the Antichrist will start showing his real power. That means remaining 3.5 years, that's the time devil will show his power. That also we learned last time. But the point I'm making, 7 years period, there will be tribulation, 3.5 years, great tribulation. So when this all things, tribulation happens, end of the tribulation, Jesus Christ comes, then he defeats the enemy, start the millennium, start the white throne judgment. After that, the people are sent into hell and God is going to now send his people to heaven. So I'm just trying to give you a picture of heaven where Jesus Christ went. After the resurrection, after the defeating enemy, he went to heaven. Book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 says clearly, he is sitting at the right hand of his Father in heaven. Now that heaven is original heaven. He is sitting at the right hand of God. That means there is the throne. And then God showed John the Revelator, the beloved disciple of Jesus Christ, in Revelation chapter 4, when you read verses 2 and 3, he saw the throne. He saw the Father sitting on the throne. But he could not see Father clearly because he saw already diamonds and different kinds of color he saw sitting on that throne shining through the Father, so he could not see clearly. Why? Because the Word of God says, St. John chapter 4, verse 24, God is spirit, and whoever worships him, they should worship him with the spirit and truth. But we know when the Stephen, they were killing him to death, and when he was dying, he said, I see the heaven opens, and I see Jesus Christ, Son of God, standing at the right hand of Father. So he was able to see the Father, and he was able to see the Son. The same way, when we go to heaven with the spiritual body, we will be able to see the Father and the Son. So today I'm going to make a point. The heaven, original heaven, is real. And in that heaven, there are several things. If you read the Revelation chapter 4, you will know there is a throne and God is sitting on the throne. Then we see whole chapter, you have to read Revelation chapter 4, verse 5, verse 6, verse 8, and verse 10. When you read all these verses from the Revelation chapter 4, you will see there is a throne, there is four beasts, and they are praising God and saying, holy, holy, holy unto God, day and night, and they do not rest. Even though in heaven there is no sun and no moon, there is no day and night, but it says day and night to understand that there is no rest for these angels. They continuously praising God 24 hours without rest. Now, there are so many people getting confused. When you read Revelation chapter 5, verses 8 to 10, we see there are four beasts and 24 elders, and they are singing a new song. And what they're singing, they are singing, you have redeemed us, and we will be kings and priests, and we will be reigning with you forever. But that is a false translation, because the heavenly beings and the four elders, they are angelic beings, and God did not redeem them. But they are singing a song for us, because we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Bible clearly says God did not redeem the angels. So they are singing this song that somebody translated that the heavenly beings are singing for themselves, but that is a wrong teaching. They are singing for us. So they should be saying, you have made them unto you kings and priests, them, and they shall reign on earth. That's the way they're supposed to sing. So they're supposed to sing for us, not for themselves. And so there are also people getting confused. Not only that, I heard many scholars teaching that these 24 elders are the church, or the apostle of the church sitting on that throne, 12 apostles and 12 Old Testament saints. But that is also wrong teaching. Because in the God's heaven, these angelic beings, they are from the beginning. When the creation of original heaven, and when God created these creatures to praise God, and they are around the throne, and they are doing this 24 hours, God is not going to remove them and put the apostles and Old Testament prophet. He's not going to do that, because people are saying for their convenience, it sounds very good that we will be sitting around the throne. But this is original throne. New Testament people who are the bride of Christ, they are not going to go to the original heaven and sit beside the Father. Jesus Christ promised, He says, I'll be sitting on my own throne, just like I sat on my father's throne. I will be sitting and you will be sitting beside me. That is in New Jerusalem. People are getting mixed up and telling us that these 24 elders are sitting around the throne of God and we are going to sit there, because they do not have the revelation that we are not going to sit around the Father's throne and we are not going to cast our crowns. Bible said, do not lose your crown. God has not given us, Jesus Christ has not given us crown to throw down. He has given us different kinds of five crowns, but I'm not talking about that. I already made the CD about it. The point I'm making, God's original heaven and the new heaven is two different things. People are getting mixed up because when they read in Revelation chapter 21, they said there was no temple, and so they think temple disappear. But the temple is not going to disappear. The reason why? Because Jesus Christ right now, he is our mediator and he is our high priest, and he is not in new heaven right now. He is in the original heaven where the temple is. And the Bible teaches us there is a temple and there is an altar. Revelation chapter 8 verse 3 and 4, there is an altar. Revelation chapter 10 verse 19, there is a temple. Revelation chapter 14 verses 1 to 5, Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God and the church is singing a new song and nobody can understand that song, and they are with Jesus Christ and they are 144,000. Here also people getting mixed up, and they are saying in Revelation chapter 7 there are 144,000, each tribe 12,000 selected, and those people and Revelation chapter 14, they are the same. They are not the same people. You have to study them very carefully. 7 chapter, it says those people are taken from the earth, and those people, they are not the bride of Christ. They are chosen, 144,000, as I said earlier, to keep them for the millennium, and the devil should not attack them. So they will be on the earth, but at the same time, the church will be in heaven, because we will be gone with Jesus Christ. He will come and take us to heaven. And the tribulation time, these 144,000 Jewish people who were selected, they will be hiding. God will be keeping them safe. So they cannot be Mount Zion, Revelation chapter 14. Those are the different people. When you read their description, they're saying these are a redeemed one. They never defile their life, and they are chosen, and they are separate people. When you see that, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, we read the people who are filled with the Holy Spirit and they speak in tongue. And St. Paul says, I can speak in tongue and I'll sing in tongue. So when you're speaking in tongue and singing in tongue, no one will understand your song. That's why this Revelation chapter 14 verse 1 and 5 is all about. So that means these are the people, are the church, singing the song in the unknown tongue no one can understand. So those people are in heaven when the tribulation period happening here. The point I'm making, many people are getting mixed up. They are saying, oh, 144,000 people will be preaching the gospel and many people will get saved. They will be not preaching the gospel. They will be hiding. They will be not saying anything, because Bible says so. And even though they preach according to some people are saying, then what they're doing in heaven when the tribulation is happening on earth? Why they are not preaching here? Why they are in Mount Zion? So that is also wrong. Because they are not in Mount Zion, 144,000 in Mount Zion with Christ Jesus, with the Lamb, that is the church. Okay, now let's go and study a little bit more. Now, Revelation chapter 14, verse 15 says, there is a temple. Revelation chapter 14, verse 17, it says there is a temple. Revelation chapter 14, verse 18, there is an altar. Revelation chapter 15, verse 5, there is a temple. Revelation chapter 15, verse 6, there is a temple. Revelation chapter 15, verse 8, there is a temple. Revelation 16, verse 1, there is a temple. Revelation chapter 16, verse 17, there is a temple. Revelation chapter 19, verse 4, again, there are 24 elders and four beasts. Now, they are going to be there all the time. Temple is not going to disappear. Altar is not going to disappear. These 24 elders' job, nobody is going to take. These four beasts will be there. This is in 19th chapter. Now, if this was the elders, church elders, then Jesus Christ is coming to earth to fight with the enemy. Then this elder will be following him. But these elders are not going to follow Jesus Christ. These elders will be surrounded with the Father's throne and the four beasts, and they will be praising God for 24 hours. They are not going to come from heaven to earth for the battle of Armageddon or even the millennium. They will be in heaven. So please don't get mixed up. These 24 elders are 144,000. You have to study very well. Chapter 7, Revelation chapter 7 and Revelation chapter 14. God's Holy Spirit will reveal you. These are not the same people. They are different people. And 24 elders and four beasts, we are not going to be participate with the 24 elders. They will be there. We are not going to take the job. We have so many other things to do. Because we will be with Christ, we will be reigning, and we will be priests. And so we have so many other things. We are not going to sit around the throne of God in the original heaven. So please understand these things. It is difficult for people to understand, because if you are not praying, if you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, if you are not depending on God, you will not have revelation. What people are doing, they are studying somebody's teaching and just teaching. If first person got the wrong teaching and you keep on teaching his teaching without studying yourself, then you are in trouble. Revelation is very plain. If you can depend on the Holy Spirit, and God will reveal you what this revelation is all about. So in short, today I was just trying to tell you two points. One is, this heaven and earth will pass away. I already gave the several Bible scriptures. And I want to let the people know, original heaven is not going to pass away. Father's throne will be there. The angels will be there. The four beasts will be there. 24 elders will be there. And there are so many other angels will be there. We are not going to remove them. God is not going to remove them. And God is not going to bring them to earth. New earth and New Jerusalem. So when God is going to create a new earth, on that earth, that will be New Jerusalem. And that Jerusalem will have heaven new and the earth new. So this earth, present earth, doesn't have to be there. But we are going to study that later on next week, God willing. But just remember this week what we're studying. We are studying this present heaven and present earth will go away, and original heaven and the things in heaven right now, they are not going to go away. In the original heaven, there is a paradise. That paradise will never go away. That paradise will be there for eternity. The temple is not going to go away. The temple will be there for eternity, because the book of Hebrews says Jesus Christ is the high priest for eternity, eternal high priest. So let's pray and ask God to give us more wisdom to understand properly. Thank you for giving us grace to understand your word. I pray for the people who never got saved. Father, in the name of Jesus, if there is someone listening to my voice, let them know the hell is for eternity and the heaven is for eternity. So you have given us time to repent, time to preach the gospel. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.